midnight. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson tells us it details Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 election.
What we'll have here is a pretty clear record of what this investigation went on to show. And Donald Trump is sure to still claim that it's an unfair investigation, but the details are laid out in this very lengthy report.
Trump has responded by calling Smith deranged. In Los Angeles, dangerous Santa Ana winds strong enough to cause explosive fire growth are expected in the next few hours. With at least 24 deaths and others missing, CBS's Elise Preston spoke with a family who don't know the fate of an 86-year-old woman.
The days have been agonizing for families of the missing, including those looking for Meva Friedley.
Trying to find this person, and you're seeing nothing. You're seeing a lot of ash, a lot of smoke, a lot of stuff, but no person.
We want to find her. Yeah. And there's a hopeful way, and then there's a way of reality, but we need to know.
The family has lost 7 homes in the fire, and it's displaced 21 relatives. But they can't even focus on those losses until they know what happened to their loved one.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says charges have been filed against 10 people accused of looting in fire-ravaged areas. That includes, he says, 2 people who allegedly looted a home in hard-hit Altadena.
They have been charged with 2 counts each of first-degree residential burglary in connection with an Altadena looting incident.
Denver police arrested a suspect for stabbing 2 people to death and injuring 2 others at a mall. Police Chief Ron Thomas.
As officers were in the area looking for this subject, they saw an individual running with a knife in hand. They were able to quickly take him into custody.
President Biden has announced the next 2 nuclear-powered aircraft carriers will be named for 2 former presidents.
He says the future USS William J. Clinton and the future USS George W. Bush will begin construction in the years ahead. Then they'll be crewed by sailors defending our interests overseas and our safety here at home.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn at the White House. A deal between Hamas and Israel for a ceasefire in Gaza and release of the hostages are being finalized, according to our news partner, BBC. This as President Biden said a deal is, quote, on the brink and the U.S. is working hard on it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258.
A former Walt Disney World employee has taken a plea deal after admitting he hacked into the company's software.
The criminal complaint says the ex-employee had been fired for misconduct last June. Court papers show he hacked into Disney World menu software to show that certain items didn't contain peanuts and other items and were safe for people with allergies to nuts, milk, and shellfish. Prosecutors say he also changed wine listings and changed QR codes to send patrons to a website urging people to boycott Israel. He pled guilty to computer fraud and aggravated identity theft. No sentencing date has been announced. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
If you want to hang out or use the restroom at Starbucks, you're going to have to buy something there first. Starbucks is reversing its policy of inviting everyone in. A new code of conduct also bans consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. The company says it is prioritizing paying customers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 above. Wind chills between 5 and 15 below zero. West winds will be gusty. Sunshine for your Tuesday, highs in the upper teens, gusty winds. It's 12 at our studios.
Thank you. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave the best girl.
If you want. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everybody's free, love, warm and bright.
his hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see him in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a kind of all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
A sign of weakness for a man to be. Then we just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, when my thoughts escaping home, when my music
music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Thank you.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain's strong. passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. It's out. Former special counsel Jack Smith's final report on President-elect Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election was released by the Justice Department. This when a court order sought by Trump to prevent that expired at midnight Eastern Time.
What this report is a detailed outline of the charges that would have been brought against Donald Trump, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction, and conspiracy against rights.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This could be a very telling report. On the other hand, we could have already seen much of this investigation in prior pleadings, but I think this will be the final word from Jack Smith, the special counsel, the Department of Justice, regarding what came up in the investigation of the causes of January 6th and who had responsibility for it.
Trump has responded, writing, quote, "To show you how desperate, deranged Jack Smith is, he released his fake findings at 1 a.m. in the morning." Meanwhile, the work of assembling Trump's new administration continues with confirmation hearings. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Because they jam-packed so many confirmation